Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 21st of August, partly cloudy morning on 29 degrees Celsius here in Auroville, and today we can expect rather cloudy and over the night considerable cloudiness with a thunderstorm in a couple of spots, with a chance of precipitation of 54% and chance of thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures would be ranging from low 27 to high 35 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is new in Leo, and today there would be also the famous solar eclipse at 29 degrees at Leo. And the solar eclipse, 21st of August, in astrology points to bold, confident changes leading to long-term success. With excitement, shifts and changes with ease. And the flow is change, flow with it. New moons are always powerful new beginnings, and this solar eclipse representing any and the beginning will have a 6-month impact lasting till the end of January 2018. Old ways will fall away. Now is the time for the new beginnings that are powerful. Changes are within. Do not look out there for answers. This solar eclipse will be passing the mainland of United States and its first total solar eclipse since 1979. And some people calling this particular new moon a black moon. By definition of the term, the black moon refers to the third of four new moons to take place in one season, with a season being the period of time between a solstice and equinox, or vice versa. Anyhow, we are invited to general meeting on Saturday 26th of August at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, where the Resident Assembly Service will present the entry policy final draft for Resident Assembly decision-making process further on. The proposed agenda is introduction and presentation, bringing us up to the speed since the last general meeting in May, clarifying questions if any, and third next steps, discussion with the Resident Assembly Service and the Resident Assembly decision-making process. And fourth, conclusion and closing. The Auroville Council proposes to invite Jean-François Nobel to Auroville from December 2017 to March 2018 to build upon the work they started with him earlier this year by training a pool of Aurovillians as highly skilled facilitators for our working groups and community meetings. They notice more and more the benefit of having facilitated meetings and also to accompany new teams in working groups to reach clarity in their internal processes. Our precious existing facilitation and resources remain limited to a few people who cannot answer all our needs. So the Council experienced with Jean-François a significant change in the team dynamic with an alignment to a deeper wisdom in our decision making. The intention of this proposal is to empower a number of Aurovillians with the knowledge and skills needed to assist in making a real change in our community. So therefore, they are seeking for volunteers to come forward to express an interest in being part of this pool and undertaking the training offered. This is a demanding course and it will require considerable commitment from those taking part and some physical requirements. Jean-François also says about participants and asks for super motivated people ready to hack themselves and develop skills that question lots of the old habits. A high level of physical, emotional and mental fitness will be required along with a strong commitment to the training to be done, which will be demanding on all levels. There must be a full-time commitment for each of the 2-week sessions. So if you think that you are that person, please write to Auroville Council, avcouncil@auroville.org in as soon as possible to express your interest in this course, or at least latest 31st of August. AVAC Annual Women Festival is coming up in collaboration between UDAYAM, Women's Federation and Auroville Village Action Group. 5,000 men and women will gather to honor and celebrate women on Sunday, 1st of October at AVAC campus in Irumbay. And this annual event is a cooperative initiative involving women's and men's group. Palayam Youth Club members, government school teachers, Auroville community and services, local government offices and AVAC team. So we are already invited for the events pre-1st of October. The first one was past Saturday, 19th of August, and the next one is on Tuesday, 29th of August at 10 a.m. with a cultural performance song, drama and dance. Then traditional games on Tuesday 5th of September between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And those pre-events gives a chance to every woman to participate in events and training, and it helps to build a confidence and empower the women to believe in themselves and the richness of their heritage, which is rapidly eroding in this age of mass media. So all these pre-events will culminate in the final celebration where everyone will come together to honor and celebrate women. They are located in Irobi on the same campus as Orville Institute of Applied Technology. So if you're going from visit the center, you pass by Sustainable Livelihood Institute and the Irobi Temple on the right, then come to the T-junction in the main highway and go directly across to the road to the other side and follow it for about 800 meters, where you will see AWAC and IAP signboards. Turn left and throughout the gate. From Sankalpa we have an update. They started with regular sessions again on Tuesdays in the morning and Wednesday and Friday in the afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. And they are inviting us on their 5th annual celebration of a global event on 40 and plus locations on Friday, September 1st from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This year they were focused on Kola mural on the container behind the visitor center's cafeteria. Volunteers are welcome to sign up and all are welcome for the event. Here are some announcements. Due to the malfunction of UPS in Town Hall and due to the practically monsoon weather, Financial Service Online will not be consistently available over weekends and at nights due to the lightning storms. To protect their valuable equipment, they have to unplug it from time to time. And also our page, radio page, is down for the same reason. Apana Festival is about to end, and today we can see the last film, Voh, at 6 p.m. at Babishyate, directed by Buddhadev Dasgupta. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Nirodhan, honoring the memory of Nirodbaran. At Unity Pavilion on Wednesday they will screen The Truth About Cancer, a global quest. But from Cinema Paradiso comes an announcement that for a long time they have been requested to make a canopy at the entrance of Cinema Paradiso to protect from the sun and the rain. So they have figured out also to protect the venue and its equipment better. With that aim in mind, they have now taken an initial step forward construction of the canopy. Hence for the coming weeks, if you already hold a confirmed booking from us in the morning, afternoon, they will respect that and will ensure the venue is available to you on the scheduled date and time. Otherwise, starting immediately, they are not taking any more booking for morning and afternoon time slots. But anyhow, you can still see the movies in the evenings, though you will have to enter from the backside. So tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen within the Eminent Filmmaker series drama thriller Uttara, The Wrestlers, made in India in 2000 by writer and director Buddhadev Dasgupta. Tomorrow drama, Debate, made in India 2007 and directed again with Buddhadev Dasgupta. On Wednesday, drama, Memories in the Mist, made in India in 2005, again with director Buddhadev Dasgupta. And the mother said, "O Lord, may thy beauty spread throughout all the earth. May thy love be kindled in every heart, and thy peace reign over all." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.